Today is expected to be the busiest day ever at the Salt Lake City International Airport as thousands of Olympic athletes, officials, journalists, and spectators head home. The 19th Winter Olympiad ended yesterday after 17 days of competition and controversy. Even the final day had a bit of both, as NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Imagine overshadowing this moment. Canada beats the United States in the gold medal ice hockey game, and the crowd mixes the Canadian anthem with the cheers. But at the same time, just a few miles away, the International Olympic Committee holds a news conference packed with reporters.
And this, I think, is a very strong message to the athletes. We are on their heels.
That's Arne Lundqvist of the International Olympic Committee announcing the ejection of three athletes caught doping. One had won a gold medal on the final day of competition after skiing a 30-kilometer marathon. As cross-country skier Larisa Lazutina of Russia crossed the finish line, pumping her arms into the air, the International Olympic Committee was testing her urine. It contained a banned substance, which was also found in the urine of Johan Mulet, a cross-country skier from Spain. He won the gold medal in the men's cross-country marathon the day before. Both lost their final medals, but got to keep others they won earlier in the games. That seemed to frustrate Jacques Roga, the president of the International Olympic Committee.
From a legal point of view, you cannot strip a medal from an athlete that has passed a doping test in previous competitions. However, I question very much the moral authority that that person might have and how he could really claim to be an Olympic champion in the full acceptance of the word. Technically, he's an Olympic champion. Morally, it's a totally different issue.
In a simultaneous news conference in an adjacent room, Russian Olympic officials complained that doping ejections and judging in hockey and figure skating unfairly targeted their athletes. That followed an exchange of Cold War rhetoric between American and Russian Olympic officials. But in deference to the September 11th attacks, the Russians said they would not boycott the closing ceremony.
I now declare the 19th Olympic Winter Games closed. And in accordance with tradition, I call upon the youth of the world to assemble 4 years from now in Torino, Italy, to celebrate with us the 20th Olympic Winter Games. Thank you and farewell.
The youth of the world attending these Olympics seem largely unaffected by the controversies, including the judging scandal that resulted in two sets of gold medals in the pair's figure skating competition. That turned attention away from the athletes for at least a few days, but didn't distract them as much as the rest of us, says Shannon Barkey, American silver medalist in mogul skiing.
There's a lot of controversy, especially in a judge sport. So you have to take that into account when you do it. And that's between the judges. That's not between us. And you don't have any control over that. We're just there to do our job and have fun and do the best we can.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to party.
Shut it up.
The Mormon Tabernacle Choir, a city bathed in fireworks, and Bon Jovi provided the finale to the closing ceremony. There also seemed a huge sigh of relief for an Olympics with no terrorist attacks and no debt for the host city. Visitors seemed impressed by the kindness of the locals and surprised they could party so hard here. And there was almost no mention of the bribery scandal that helped win the games. There was a determination, it seemed, to let the priceless moments overshadow the bad and to bask in the goodwill of the games. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.